When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mike Shope.
Hey, put a little. I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey, put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Not like it's a famous line, but I mean, you just never see that movie anymore, American Beauty, because it has the problem of having Kevin Spacey in it.
Yeah.
So Best Picture, you know, I think it's a great movie, and that's why I memorize, you know, just throwaway lines like that, even though it doesn't sound like I had it memorized because I couldn't say it. But, you know, you never see it anymore. So anyway, on that happy note, did not need to stay up until 2:20.
But you did anyway, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
I could really use another hour.
See, that's...
today.
I'm starting to feel like it's some... I mean, there was no gambling or fantasy stuff. I was too far behind in fantasy for any of last night's outcomes to, make a difference for me. I think it's kind of a superpower. If you can watch something as dramatic as the Blue Jays and the Mariners right to the end and even, like, stick around for an on-field interview or two and then just turn that off and, like, be asleep in minutes. Like
yeah,
that,
I know.
That is a superpower. And I don't always achieve it. So it's not like something you can count on. But last night, it worked perfectly. No dozing off. I was a little tired downstairs. I tried to stay up as long as I could. Saber game starting at 7:30 aided that. You know, I'm downstairs till almost after 10 o'clock. Trying to hang in there, but I was dozing off on the couch. I'm like, that's it. I'm going upstairs. But once I got upstairs, all the drama in the bottom of the seventh happened, and now, okay, six outs away. I got to stay up for I got to do this.
And somehow the allure of Texans Seahawks didn't suck you in.
No,
from the second quarter of that game,
it did not.
Not only did I feel like I had to watch that game, which is terrible and totally not real. I mean, I didn't really have to.
Right.
But not only did I spent most of the rest of the game almost hate watching it. Because I was staying awake for it, and it wasn't really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I looked at the game clock, it was like, it's midnight, and I've got 7 minutes left in the third or whatever. Like, it felt like the game took forever.
I am living proof that you did not need to watch that game.
I didn't. You didn't watch it, and I did.
Yeah, I also learned, I mean, not that this is that surprising, and many of you, and I think including yourself, are probably much more adept at handling the remote and getting in and out of things. Me trying to really watch two things I care about, that's max. Like I guess the football game, the early football game yesterday, would be something I would say I barely cared about.
It was third.
I mean, it's teams in the league that whatever. I like to have all the information I can, so I try to watch as much as I can. But Sabres game, baseball game, you know, flipping back and forth between the multi-screen option on Fubo. There is a way you can do that with three or even four screens. I've never done it because I just know I'll never get to more than one thing. You know, sure, it does happen that commercials are coinciding on both telecasts at the same time.
Yeah, sometimes you even see like different drugs
being advertised
at the same time.
In the commercial break. Yeah.
60-second spots where 40 seconds of it is why you shouldn't take it.
Yeah.
Because you could die.
But two is my, I was very comfortable flipping in and out during commercial breaks in the hockey game, back to the baseball game, intermissions, just keeping track. Okay, I'm good here. I mean, I didn't see every run scored or anything when Seattle built their lead, but the football game was just not even an option to me.
You know, I shouldn't say it, but I did watch the Sabres. The Sabres were on first, or the Lions were on first, but I did watch some of the Sabres. I was interested. And Bulldog, I just could not be more bored. I could not have been more bored watching that game. It's a combination of that it's so early in the season, you know, and they'd won a couple, but I mean, I tried. And Montreal was like the old Devils, where they're not even on the screen. Like in the first period of this game, they get the lead, and the Sabres defensemen are just standing there at the dot in their own end and like literally just standing still, I guess trying to figure out what to do. And usually they just, you know, tried to advance the puck and would lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole first period was the Canadians dancing on them, just taking advantage of the Sabres being unaware or just incapable of advancing the puck.
And it did get better as the game went on, but it was a tough watch early. I totally agree.
I was asking myself all the questions. Like, I got a long night ahead of me, and I want to see the football, and I'm very interested in the baseball game. And I just didn't like the feeling of watching the hockey game. Like, this is just not interesting. And, you know, everybody's different. But just like, didn't you see the same thing in the hockey game? Like, it's Power or it's Dahlin. It's Byram all the time, just kind of standing there. And no one else is even on the screen except maybe the goalie. And just like, where do the Canadians go? Like, well, they're probably all at their own blue line or something.
In the neutral zone, hanging out, waiting for you to give them the puck.
Is that everybody now? Or is that just like Montreal? Is that everybody now?
I don't know.
Oof.
I mean, I thought they were they would alternatingly dance. There were some pockets in that first period where they were just all over the place.
Like, yeah.
If you are not been paying attention, I did think of you because I mentioned how much I like some of the young talent there, and I'm pretty high on Montreal. And there were a couple of shifts during that first period. I thought, like, is Mike watching? Does he know what I'm talking about now? Is he seeing this Hudson all over the place and Demidoff and these guys are just like it's on a string for a little while? Didn't generate a ton of not much scoring, but it was still
But that's to be expected, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, interesting night, long night, with some with the Toronto win, really incredible stuff there. So the World Series is set, also set as we embark on the reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. I mean, it was clumsy, but I guess I'll say by set, I mean that we've got the numbers have all been written down and the dates on a clean sheet here. October 21st, 2025. Think as we run these teams down, how many of them you might say are really down bad at quarterback? I was thinking about that this morning. There's the Jets news. They're going to Tyrod Taylor, reportedly. And I'm thinking, like, last year, a point that I would think about and talk about a lot was when you have, the draft coming up, not that many teams were really necessarily in the market for a franchise guy. You had lots of rookies from the last 2 years that are either already prospering, like Daniels was, or they're still like Caleb Williams or May, like we're not done with this yet. And, very few teams, I think, were really looking. Now, I think that might be quite different a year later. So anyway, keep that in mind here as we go today. 16. Titans.
I want to go to the Jets.
Yeah, I'm offended. I'm glad I left room for you to say Titans. Jets.
Really?
Really? Yeah, really. Just because the owner talked today, more than anything else.
That's never good.
No.
That was the thing that did it for me.
That is never good.
Well, when Tennessee fired its coach, the owner didn't show up. That's better, maybe sometimes.
Maybe is better than having the owner talk.
We've had plenty of that over the years,
yes,
right?
Yes, we have.
We're pretty much, we want to know what you're thinking, but we really don't want to hear you talk.
We're terrified of you talking, but yet we desire it because, you know, we want to hear from ownership. We want people to be held accountable.
This is every Bills owner ever, I'm thinking, by my count.
Yes, all two of them.
All right, well,
yeah,
the Jets, then. Two to one Jets. Their first win. So this is a team that's down bad at quarterback.
Yeah.
They're going to play the season with Tyrod Taylor? It's that bad.
I guess that's what they're going to do.
Okay. Well, they'll probably win four games. I mean, and they'll hate themselves.
It is sort of hilarious to me that while the owner today is talking about how their guy, the guy they chose, the guy their new coach chose to be their quarterback, can't complete a pass. The guy they had last year is playing like they would have hoped he would have played for them the last 2 years at Rodgers. And, like, that's a decision that was made. Ownership, right? I mean, it just seemed like Aaron Glenn couldn't wait to embarrass Aaron Rodgers. I got no love lost for Aaron Rodgers. But the Jets just flailing around on the ground like a toddler who can't get what they want at quarterback while Rodgers is, you know, whatever, he's having a decent enough year. I mean, they're live. Pittsburgh is, it's just very Jets.
All right, so that's one, or 16 in the rankings, but one team that's in a bad spot at quarterback.
Right.
Tennessee at 15?
I'm fine putting Tennessee at 15.
This is another. And I might suggest worse, because Cam Ward is the first overall pick. This is reminiscent of Fields, who wasn't the 101, but the Bears got to the 101 with Carolina's pick, and they had the choice, and they moved on from Fields. So it's a little bit the same. Does Tennessee not go into the quarterback market? Maybe that depends on the second half a little bit, but right now, doesn't look great.
It doesn't look great. I would expect that they would want to give him, well, I mean, there's 10 games left. But boy, could he be one and done there? I don't know. I would sooner expect that. It doesn't have to mean this is going to work, but I don't think they'll go looking. I think they'll hire a coach to come in and work. Like, this guy's going to do for Cam Ward what Ben Johnson did for Caleb Williams.
You might bet that Cam Ward starts week one next year?
Yes. Heavily.
Heavily?
Yes.
Odds? 2-1? Would you bet 2-1 that he does? I'd take that.
I don't know that I don't know that I'm comfortable giving odds.
Okay. I'm not sure I want to bet it straight up either, so it remains
maybe this is a good
off screen.
This is a good negotiation then.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, gotta think I should think about, like, well, what's the market next year? We're at two already and we've named two teams. 14, Miami.
Believe we're now at three teams.
That's another one.
I really think they will bite off the Tua dead money. I think they're going to do it.
They'll have a different week one starter.
They're going to have a new GM and a new coach. Like, the whole thing is going to sweep clean, and they're not going to force that person to deal with the logistics, the emotional baggage of trying to prop Tua up for a year so we can see if he's salvageable and then realize and just set everything. No, clean slate, let's go.
Especially because McDaniel was brought in to do that.
Right.
He takes over for Florida. He's not getting a third coach.
Yeah. So I think that they'll find their way to that. It's going to hurt, but I think they'll do it.
13. Vegas?
I think Vegas is worse than Cleveland. Yes.
Okay. Next year's week one starter. Probably not Geno Smith. I don't know his contract. But, like, he could come out anytime.
Yeah.
12.
I'll go Cleveland next.
Okay.
They are...
Five for five.
They've got two rookies.
Yeah, but... If they get a top five pick, it's a quarterback.
I think so, yes.
If they don't get a top five pick, it's maybe because Gabriel was good enough, but that's not... There's just... What are you doing with your time if you're an AFC team, or even an NFC team, I guess, but without at least taking a crack at the elite quarterback? Like, you're just sort of sitting there. You're meaningless. And Dylan Gabriel is just never going to beat the likes of Allen, you know, in a big spot. He's just never going to do it. So why bother? I mean, you got to have somebody. It's not like you can just take somebody anytime you want. Right. But all these teams should be ready. Easy to say it. All these teams should be ready to go into the draft next year or do something else that has credibility, because there's just no point.
Well, you said 5 for 5, and I'm objecting on Tennessee. I think Tennessee will stay the course with Cam Ward. Okay. They don't have to be right about that. I'll probably die hard because 2 weeks ago I was talking him up. But I still think there's a good player in there, and I think they will see that through. So
hopefully,
it's not to say that they're all set, but I don't think there is. I don't predict they'll be in the market like these other four teams.
It would be harder to be because of what they've just spent on him.
Right.
Hopefully, for his sake, there's enough to work with that it doesn't just, that he's not trapped. I mean, he has to have help.
Yeah.
11.
Jacksonville?
I'm fine with that. 6 for 6? Or 5 for 6? I mean, really? Like,
they're stuck.
How's that going?
Right.
I mean, this is my point. Like, there are a lot of teams, I think, as we come up on the halfway point of the year, that probably all their talk shows are probably talking about who their quarterback is going to be next year, because it's going to be someone else. And how do you navigate that? Not everybody's going to be done with Lawrence, but
right,
more than ever, more people than ever, I think. I mean, he's got talent around him.
Yeah.
And they're terrible.
And the coach that's supposed to,
that's right,
fix it.
That's right. 10.
Yeah, that'll stick to him this time around, I would think. It already is. It already was before this guy came in, and now it's just going to be worse for him, Lawrence.
I'll go Bengals here.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for coming, Joe Flacco.
They have their 2026 starter, the Bengals.
Joe Burrow, I think, will probably be their quarterback next year.
There's the first one on this list. We're almost halfway through the conference that we know that they're
right
going to be all set if he's healthy. 9.
Houston.
Okay. How's that going?
Not real good.
Nope. Like 20-some games since Stroud was everybody's darling offensive rookie of the year. It's not impressive at all. It's not impressive at all. Like, I did stay up for that. Collins got hurt, but it didn't even matter. Like, they don't really go to him. Wouldn't that be the thing we'd complain about the most if we're Houston? Like, just
who us?
What's
no.
the point of Nico Collins?
We'd be very patient, I'm sure, with all that.
Were you up? Were you that you were not there for this game?
No.
They're using Woody Marks over Chubb mostly as their running back, and he's small. But okay, like, I was kind of excited about that. He's one of these rookies that I draft a lot of, and wanted to see it. But they went, I mean, 4 or 5 times when they needed 1 yard, and it was all just like the same play call, and he never got it. 3rd down and 1, 4th down and 1. Woody Marks into the line both times, turnover on downs, at the goal line. Just like, couldn't do it. They couldn't get 1 yard.
He scored late, though.
He did score late on a pass where it was just like a sort of a fire drill play, and he made a nice catch on that, if he caught it. 8. Chargers.
Yeah, sure. That works.
The bloom is off that rose
for
this year so far. 7, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Do they have their 2026 week 1 starter?
I don't think so.
You don't?
Rodgers seemed to hint that he was done after this year.
Maybe, okay.
Not a good quarterback class coming in either. Way too many teams.
It's not going to be a good class. Wasn't the story last year that 26 was going to be good, but it's just not going well
so far this year. Guys that had hype are bad. Yeah. All of them.
Even the Oregon guy?
Dante Moore. He might not come out, though.
Oh. Whoops.
Too bad for these teams then.
Right.
It's all coming up for Nando Mendoza at Indiana.
Six.
I like the Florida State guy, but I don't know that I'd want him quarterbacking my team.
He's 5'9".
I like him playing college football. Mm-hmm. I don't know about playing in the NFL.
I like the Alabama guy.
Castellanos.
Castellanos, yep. And then Ty Simpson for Alabama.
Yeah.
Six. Ravens.
Okay. I forgot about them. This is a thing where, you know, I have the standings here, and once we get past like the midway point,
same thing.
You sort of forget about a team that's 1-5 and down there in, hang on, let me look at 13th place in the conference.
Yep.
Hey, is that a real story that's making the rounds on the social medias today about them taking all the comfort, ping pong table and video game stuff out of the...
Oh, yeah. There was a piece by the Baltimore Sun yesterday, too, talking about...
I mean, your quarterback...
They don't like Monken, Zach Moore.
Everybody's hurt, including your MVP quarterback. You're going to take out... Now it's the time to punish people.
Yeah, 2K's getting in the way.
What are we doing?
Ping pong tournaments, they're not doing good for the team morale.
Maybe the worst timed removal of, you know, recreational activity devices within a locker room ever.
Time to get serious.
Yeah, right.
Five...
I'll say Denver.
Yeah. I mean, they were so close to a terrible loss. Four.
Bills.
New England.
Oh, all right.
Buffalo.
We're saying that we think the Patriots are better than the Bills. Is that what we're saying? Is that what this is? Not just better record?
I think for right now, yes.
Right now, yes. That's how I feel.
Hmm. All right. Well, I guess it's reasonable. They did beat them. Three.
Well, then
New England.
Yes, New England.
Stop.
That's enough out of you, New England. Go sit down.
This is the first time probably New England's been lower than the Bills in the reverse AFC power rankings probably ever.
I think that's probably right.
Last week it was 4-3 reversed. New England wins a game in Tennessee and they move below the Bills in the ranking, which is good, by the way, if you're not following. Two, Colts.
I'll say Colts.
One, Chiefs. There it is. We hit the post.
The Chiefs, who are not even in a playoff spot right at the moment.
They're not?
They are eighth on tiebreakers in the conference.
And the season.
Right. Are the top team in the reverse AFC power ranking.
The owners are all together. Is there any call for that? Ending the season now? I mean, you'd sacrifice a lot of revenue, but you'd get Kansas City out. Couldn't they sort of vote on that? And maybe that would pass?
I love sort of vote on that.
couldn't the Bills like raise a motion to end the season? Would you take the season ending right now? Let's look at the playoff.
Bills
picture
would be
as we go.
At Pittsburgh in week one. In the wild card round.
Would they be favored?
Yes, I think so.
I do too. Less than three, but I think they would be favored in that game. Maybe we should want that. Reverse power rankings on WGR, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. We'll get to know the Carolina Panthers a little better with our guest Steve Reed coming up at 4. Trista returns today. Trista Crick, with it being the start of the NBA season. I'm like, Trista, are you going to be too busy today? Is this the wrong day to ask you? She's like, no, I'm in. So that'll be at 6, and we'll find out from her what she likes in the way of NBA futures bets and whatever else. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Are the Patriots better than the Bills? We had a question on Friday, but we didn't get far with it, or Thursday or Friday, because we had guests and other things. But how you feel about the Bills' chances now versus before the season? About now versus Friday, even?
Sure, we got more information on all their week of games happened.
Lines are open for your calls. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for joining us. This is WGR.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And I've said for years, Ogunjobi is one of the most underrated defensive linemen in the NFL. I mean, he was a real nightmare to play against. He's a good football player. So to have a guy like that back in there, it does interject something into a defensive line that is, I think, playing very well. It's on the cusp of really playing great. And then you add these two pieces. It's just, it gives you an opportunity to mix and match. It interjects a little more energy into the rotation, a little more juice in practice. Yeah, you get new faces. It breaks up the monotony, of course, just from the outside looking in. But also you get just really good football players.
Former Bills center Mitch Morse, Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi on their way back. Should see them Sunday, I would think.
I would expect that they'll be ready to go.
Max Hairston, probably not, but we have 3 weeks to get him right. Nothing on Bass. That might just not change. I don't know.
Yeah.
Only Hairston of the guys on that designated to return IR. Tomorrow's the news day. The Bills are off one more day here before they get to work tomorrow. They play 1 o'clock Sunday in Carolina. The Patriots play 1 o'clock Sunday at home against Cleveland. They've been on the road 3 straight weeks. They won them all. Who's the better team? Even wide receiver, I think, is kind of fun and interesting to compare. Because we're always, of course, harping on the Bills, what they lack at wide receiver. It's not like the Patriots are deep. They have Diggs.
They have Diggs, who've really showed out here, obviously. I don't think that that's proof that he's like a number one again or anything.
He had a good game Sunday.
But he might be their best option in their passing game right now. But I don't, you know, so he might be their number one, but that's he's not on the level he was, you know, before he left here.
Would you not say, though, that he's probably the best of both teams' receivers?
Yeah, I would say that.
And then with Diggs, they have Kayshon Booty, who made a nice catch in the game, and I think a touchdown catch in Nashville on a longer one. And you have Pop Douglas, who the Bills have guys like Pop Douglas, you know. He's maybe poor man Shakir, or maybe he's even Shakir.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just underneath, smaller, but pretty good. They have Hunter Henry. It's not that different. You know, like, they're okay. They're not bereft. And the Bills are not bereft. They're just not
right. They're just stellar. They're just not great.
They're just not great.
Yeah. I mean, what is... I'm going to struggle with Douglas and Shakir here. Like, has Douglas caught 70 passes in his career ever?
No.
I mean, he might have the talent to do it, but he has not done anything really in the league. I think he's made a few plays and flashed, and people are like, oh, maybe he should be more prominent or something, but it never happens.
Last year, he caught 66.
All right.
And, you know, they haven't had Josh Allen exactly.
It's really tough to think about the Bills receivers in this context, because I think a lot of the New England, Diggs changes the equation a lot. Like, if he, the fact that he's playing, even at the level he's playing at, forget about whether he's a bona fide number one guy. I mean, there's just guys in the league now that are just way past what he's capable of now. But is he better than anyone on my team? Like, could he, if he were used the way Shakir is, give you what Shakir's giving you, and then some? Maybe, yeah, probably. So, yeah, I think he is better than anybody on our team. And when you line up the squads and start ticking the names off, I thought the Patriots were kind of a joke at the skill positions going into the year. And if it's comparable objectively to the Bills, man, that's a problem.
Well,
to be a Super Bowl contending level team and have skill position players that are on that level is tough.
I think you could really say it. I mean, we know what Diggs is, and he's not in his prime anymore, but we saw here what he is, and that's still pretty good. It's funny, like, Hollins was here. We know what that is. Hollins has 11 catches in 5 games for New England. I'm not sure if he's playing more special teams or how they're using him exactly. Henry is a nice pass-catching tight end, mm-hmm. and the Bills think they have that in Kincaid. Henry's had a longer career. Booty kind of is a flashy option. He ran into trouble off the field coming out of LSU, but his talent really hasn't been questioned. It's not like he's elite, but he can play. And then you have Douglas, who we've talked about, and they have a rookie, Kyle Williams, who hasn't really gotten involved yet.
Right.
At running back, I mean, we saw Stevenson score twice against the Bills. He's fumbled a lot. They have not gotten off Henderson yet, and that's a second-round pick. And that's interesting. And it's frustrating for fantasy, because you see a guy picked like that that had his college profile, you kind of think, well, they have to play him. But guess what?
They'll be eager to get him in. Yeah, like it's like Stevenson is Saquon Barkley or something standing in
right,
the way.
Right. And Henderson hasn't done anything when he's played. Like, he right. hasn't, seemingly hasn't, he hasn't pushed the door through, you know, or anything right. like that. But he's waiting. He's somebody that they can probably expect to help them as they go here. Yeah, I think it's comparable. It's easy to say that, and I'm sure I've said it too about New England, but you don't have, I mean, they have not had the quarterback. They've not had
right.
a scene where you're going to get the best out of those guys. And, you know, they also had Juju and Kendrick Bourne, guys who were more like the journeyman types. And that's not the situation now. So I think it's promising. I was the one here, I think, who said the Bills, I would have ranked the Bills as the better team over the mm-hmm, Patriots mm-hmm. in the power rankings. And I think that that's right. But, you know, we have the questions that we go over every day with the Bills, receiver being one, the quality of the defense. It's a big week for them. They're all big.
Yeah.
But what do you really expect here? They're going to go to Carolina and do what? You need them to look superior to Carolina.
Yes.
And if they don't, this could be one of those weeks where you wouldn't answer yes necessarily to, is there a winning score you would not be impressed by? I'm sorry how convoluted that sentence became.
Right,
but
no.
Every week I ask you, right. know, the Bills are these big favorites, Miami, New Orleans, New England. Could they win a game so close that you'd be disappointed? And you said no every time. I just want the wins. Is this game an exception to that?
Boy, I sort of want to do the thing Josh Allen did with that interview we talked about with Marty Smith before the Monday night game last week. I want to take my time with the question, because I know how I want to answer. How I want to answer is go win 3-2. I don't care.
3-2.
Just get me wins on the board. What matters is what kind of shape you're in come January. What kind of form? Yeah, are you at the peak of your powers? Are you healthy, etc. The season tests you. I mean, it certainly tests the teams and the players and the coaches and all that. But as fans, it's a test. And right now, I guess I'd be failing the test that I'm administering, because I feel like I need 30-10 on Sunday. I just need it to look like, yes, I am kind of, you know, New England did not have Tennessee by the forehead, like big brother on little brother all day on Sunday. But in the end, they ended up, you know, 31-13. I think I need that. Even if it's a 4-point game in the third quarter, just give me a game where you're just better. And even if it takes you pulling away late, I just need you to look like the better team all day.
You need a cover.
Sure.
The Bears have not covered since week two. Double digits, right? A 10-point win would probably be good enough for you.
Sure. Right? I did say 30-10, though. So, I mean, I guess I want more.
You did. Bulldog will be laddering this game. If you go as far as to expect this to happen, then you want to find those, you know, alt lines, Bulldog.
Oh,
listen,
sure.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Suddenly I'm Mr. Vegas.
I've dabbled a little. I've done some dabbling, the alternate lines.
You know your way around those.
Yeah.
Those apps.
Yeah.
Or at least one of them.
Not that familiar with this laddering phrasing, though. I don't know the link. I don't listen. I'm not a regular bet sweats.
Bills are -8. So you take a -8. Then you take a -12, then you take a -14, then you take a -20, however hard you want to go with that.
Climbing the ladder of the spread. Yeah,
right.
Gotcha.
Steve is next. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Big fan of the show.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling.
Yeah, no problem. Just got a quick question. You know, familiarity, I feel like Buffalo Bills have, they just need it really bad. Do you think if you elevate Gabe Davis, does that allow this team to create some momentum early on in the game? Because a lot of what I'm seeing is just when Josh is in trouble, no one's feeling the pressure. No one's sensing what's happening on offense, and everyone's complaining about James Cook not getting the ball. Well, I mean, I feel like once injuries hit, you have to lean on familiarity. Am I right?
I don't know. I mean, I think the first thing here is that I haven't heard that he's healthy yet. Isn't Davis on a special list?
Yes, he's on the practice squad injured. Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about the trade deadline and receiver pretty much like it's the law every day. We have to talk about it at least once. And Davis is kind of a way you could middle that because he's around. Like he's not, you're not trading a day two draft pick for him if he's still in Jacksonville or something, probably. You shouldn't have to do that. But he's around and he's different. So we want to inject something else into receiver. We've got a guy that we know. Otherwise, I don't think it really matters sort of what happened in the past.
I think if he can eventually prove to be healthy enough to move around some reasonable facsimile of how he was moving around when he last was here, it's not been that long, right? This would be his second season away from Buffalo, right? I think he will play. Regardless of whether they make a move or not, I think he will play. At the position, I mean. Like, if they trade for someone else, I think at some point he will get a uniform on a game day. Maybe that ends up being at Coleman's expense. Like, I think the first step to them replacing Coleman, if they're even going to get there, and I'm sure they would be loath to do it. It's probably, along with Bean's dug-in posture publicly about the position and adding talent at it, I think it's tied to the same premise. They've got a lot invested in Coleman.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
That was their choice. That was their choice after they bailed out on the 28th pick and let Kansas City get their hands on Xavier Worthy, and other receivers went off the board, and they chose Coleman, and he's a ghost. And if they make a trade, it's to get someone on the field in that spot, I think is what a trade is. And that's why it's hard maybe to foresee a trade. If they don't make a trade because of that, I think eventually the frustration will grow. If Coleman doesn't show up in some prominent way between now and, I don't know, before Thanksgiving, I think Gabe Davis gets on the field in that spot.
Be kind of cool if they had Davis for Kansas City next week with his history, at least in one game against the Chiefs. So you want to replace Coleman with the guy he replaced.
Right.
In the first place, Davis. Or you might be open to it. Yeah, interesting. Thanks, Steve. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. We'll take a break. Steve Reed on the Panthers at 4 here on WGR.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.